let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Against All Odds by Leon Hesser chronicles Akinwumi Adesina's inspiring story of strength, courage, and vision. Born into a poor family in Nigeria, he rose out of poverty, drove himself to become educated, earning his Ph.D. in agricultural economics from Purdue University, and used his energy and vision to set a course to conquer hunger in Africa, giving hope to millions of the poor in rural Africa. Dr. Leon Hesser has spent his life to help relieve global hunger and poverty. His parents instilled those passions in him as they grew up on a Midwestern farm in the U.S., serving in prominent positions with the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C., the Rockefeller Foundation, and Harvard University as a visiting scholar, and others. After earning a Ph.D. in agricultural economics at Purdue University, he spent his career in international agricultural development. During the 1970s, he was director of the Office of Agriculture, U.S. Department of State, with responsibility for guiding America's global assistance to solve hunger problems, and he worked in 22 individual countries, mainly in Asia and Africa, over a 35-year career, helping to increase food production. Following early retirement, Dr. Hesser has consulted in 20 countries of Asia, Africa, and the former Soviet Union. Dr. Leon Hesser, author of Against All Odds, World Food Prize laureate Dr. Akinwumi Adesina, and his drive to feed Africa, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Hesser, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's very good to be with you.
Such an impressive background and such an impressive biography that you have written. What was it that inspired you to write this biography?
Well, I had a call a little over a year ago from a senior person in the African Development Bank in the Ivory Coast in West Africa who said, several of us here have read your book, The Man Who Fed the World, the biography of Dr. Norman Borlaug, and we would like for you to write a book about the president of our bank. So I talked with him for about 20 or 25 minutes. And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. And it's been a fascinating thing for me to do. I've enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, this is an authorized biography, which adds so much credibility to it and such an amazing story. What inspired Dr. Adesina to feed Africa? Give us a little bit. I touched briefly on his background, but he was out with a mission, and mission accomplished, wasn't it?
Yes, very much so. Well, after he received his Ph.D. from Purdue University, he was hired by the Rockefeller Foundation, with whom Norman Borlaug had done a lot of work, and they worked together for a while. Dr. Borlaug was quite a bit older than Dr. Adesina, but they spent some time in New York and in other countries, and Dr. Adesina was fascinated by the accomplishments that Dr. Borlaug had made in different countries. And he was decided to give it a try. And the Rockefeller Foundation was very supportive of that and encouraged him. And for 10 or 12 years, the Rockefeller Foundation had him go to several different countries in Africa. And then in 2011, the government of Nigeria hired him to come to be their minister of agriculture. And in 4 years, he really accomplished a lot and increased their food production there tremendously. And relieved corruption in the agriculture sector. really made a change. Well, with that, the African Development Bank decided they would like to have him do the same thing throughout Africa. And so in 2015, they hired him as president of the African Development Bank. And he's doing a tremendous job in many countries throughout Africa.
And that's amazing. He's done so much and continues to do so much. This is an ongoing project vision for him. The book is Against All Odds. Leon Hesser is the author, award-winning author. This is his newest biography. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Dr. Hesser's website is Leon Hesser, HESSER.com. I'll give you that again during the program. We, of course, have it listed on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Adesina's vision was to conquer hunger in Africa. Talk about his qualifications, his background, to take on such a Herculean task, because that really was not only to take it on, but to be able to make great strides in trying to alleviate the problem. What in his background led him to take on a project of this magnitude?
Yes, well, Dr. Adesina was born in Nigeria 60 years ago. He's now just turned 60 years old. He was born in a poor family, and he and his brothers slept on the floor. They had no electricity, no running water. But his father recognized that he was a very bright boy and arranged for him to go to school in Nigeria. He topped the class. Then he arranged for him to go to a university in Nigeria. He topped the class. And then that's when he decided to go to Purdue University and study agricultural economics, because he had recognized through his childhood that there was a lot of hunger and poverty in Africa, and he wanted to do something to alleviate that. And so that's the background.
I can see similarities in the two of you in background, degrees from Purdue, the vision that you have. You're responsible for guiding America's global assistance in solving hunger problems. Talk about your background, your qualifications, and why for you this had to be really maybe the best job available for you, I mean, in writing the biography of Dr. Adesina. Talk about your background and why this really was a perfect fit for you.
Yes, well, I grew up on a farm in Indiana, and I enjoyed it. I helped my father, and he helped me to learn. And then I went to Purdue University and studied agriculture, ended up with 3 degrees, the one in agricultural economics, which is the same degree that Dr. Adesina finally got at Purdue. And then I volunteered to the Foreign Service, Department of State. And my first project was in Pakistan in 1966. And at that time, India and Pakistan were in dire straits for food. And they had been importing thousands of tons a year. It kept getting worse. I had been in Pakistan just a few weeks when Norman Borlaug, the man who fed the world, came strolling into my office and briefed me on the high-yielding varieties of wheat that he had developed in Mexico as a Rockefeller Foundation scientist. And he said, based on preliminary field trials in India and Pakistan, I think these varieties will work here. Well, I had a dozen American Agricultural Extension advisors on my team. We jumped at the chance to work with the agriculture system in Pakistan to help introduce those varieties. And in 4 years, doubled their wheat production in Pakistan. It took a little bit longer in India, but in both cases, they no longer had to depend on food aid. And this same thing happened with Dr. Borlaug's wheat technology in several other countries, not quite as dramatically as India and Pakistan, but helped increase wheat production throughout Asia and Latin America in particular. And for that, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. And we remained friends. And after I retired, I volunteered with him to write his biography, and he was delighted.
And by the way, on the screen, the video portion of this, we've got a picture of you and Dr. Borlaug, and I want to come back and talk about him here in a second, because he is a Nobel Peace Prize winner, the man who fed the world. You wrote an award-winning biography of him as well. And talking about Dr. Adesina, it continues to this day. He has received accolades. Talk about recognition that he's getting for his work in feeding Africans, because this really is ongoing.
Yes, yes. Well, he's doing a tremendous job. It's hard to say in specifically what his recommendations are, but throughout the country, he's throughout the continent of Africa, he's doing a tremendous job and getting recognition for it.
With us on the program is Leon Hesser. He's the author of the book, the biography, Against All Odds, World Food Prize Laureate Dr. Ekonwumi Adesina and His Drive to Feed Africa. Talk about the World Food Prize. What is the purpose of that?
Yes, well, you know, Dr. Borlaug was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And several years later, he decided that he would like to establish a World Food Prize, and did that, and got several people to donate along with himself to that. And every year, some person in the world is awarded the World Food Prize for the outstanding work that they have done. In 2017, Dr. Adesina was awarded that prize. It was a tremendous thing for him.
You have done such a remarkable career in what you've done in terms of agriculture and eliminating poverty in many parts of the world, but as a writer as well, award-winning author. We're talking about the biography and the program today of Dr. Adesina. The other book that you mentioned there, award-winning book, The Man Who Fed the World, Nobel Peace Prize Laureate Norman Borlaug and His Battle to End World Hunger. Tell us a little more, and again, we'll show the picture of you and Norman Borlaug on the screen as you're doing this. Talk a little bit about his background, his relationship with Dr. Adesina, and how you got acquainted with Norman Borlaug in the first place.
Well, I got acquainted with him in Pakistan in 1966. But he had, he grew up in Iowa. He did a crop science degree, a doctorate at the University of Minnesota, and then was hired by the Rockefeller Foundation to go to Mexico to work on wheat varieties in particular, because at that time, right after World War II, Mexico was having hunger problems. So in 10 or 12 years, Dr. Borlaug worked with wheat varieties from all over the world and had some Mexican technicians work with him, and they developed the high yielding varieties then that I helped introduce in Pakistan. Tremendous person.
And that that book's still available, by the way. If you go to Amazon, you'll find it. Go to Dr. Hesser's website, which is Leon Hesser, HESSER.com. Get information basically on both of those books out there. Doctor, who do you see as the target market for this book, Against All Odds? It's an amazing story, an inspirational story, and a story that most of us, quite honestly, are not familiar with. What man who is still active has been able to do in feeding millions of people.
Yes, well, obviously, many, many Africans are interested in it, but people from many, many countries all over the world are concerned about a country that has hunger problems, and this book will help almost any country relieve hunger by following the format that Dr. Adesina has written or has done and that I have helped him write about.
Yes.
So it's a tremendous accomplishment.
Talk about the foreword of the book, Against All Odds, because this is special also.
Yes, Dr. Raj Shah, president of the Rockefeller Foundation, had known both Norman Borlaug and Dr. Adesina and encouraged them in the work that they were doing. And he wrote the foreword for the book, which I think is very, very interesting and helps describe purpose and the benefit of the book.
And shows the prominence of Dr. Adesina and what he's done in the world today. And you continue in retirement, but doing consulting with a number of countries, including those in the former Soviet Union. What's that like? Are we continuing this battle? Are you confident that we're going to see a day when we'll be able to feed even more people who live in poverty and basically food isolation now?
Yes, I think so. For one thing, most countries, not all of them, but most countries recognize that they have to control the population growth. And that's going to help. There won't be quite as many, there'll be more people, but not an increase very much each year. And so there's a lot of research going on. One of the results of Dr. Borlaug's work was that the place where he was working in Mexico was identified as a research center, and during the next few years, with the help of the Rockefeller Foundation and some other donors, there were about 9 or 10 different centers around the world that were created on different crops and different technologies. And so that will help solve the hunger problem in the future.
I would love to see you. I mentioned autobiography at the beginning. I guess that was subliminal on my part because I would love to read your autobiography, and hopefully you will do that, talking about your time at the U.S. State Department. And I've got just a couple of minutes here, but you talk about going around and establishing policies, global assistance to help solve hunger problems. That's a complex job, isn't it? I mean, the challenges, you mentioned corruption, you've got technology, you've got knowledge, education, climate. This is really a massive undertaking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, yes. And there are a lot of different institutions besides Rockefeller Foundation now who are helping support work in each of these. Yes, it's tremendous.
Well, this is a fascinating biography, and I will mention two of those. We talked about Norman Borlaug, and I'll give you the information on that. This is an award-winning biography, the man who fed the world, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Norman Borlaug, and his battle to end world hunger by our guest on the program, Leon Hesser. Other books written by Dr. Hesser as well, the one we've talked about specifically, is Against All Odds, World Food Prize laureate Dr. Akinwumi Adesina and his drive to feed Africa. Book available the usual places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, information at Dr. Hesser's website, which is leonhesser.com. And of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can log on and to Dr. Hesser's website and get all the information there. Dr. Hesser, a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So fascinated by your career and turning around the lives of millions of farmers, driving them out of poverty within a relatively short period of time in various sections, parts of the world. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. It's been a delight for me to work with you on this.
Well,
thank
it's been our pleasure to have you here talking about the book, Against All Odds, Leon Hesser. Book available at his website, leonhesser.com, and of course at Amazon. More information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.